comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell, Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, Financial Freedom, Part 2. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
For the liberating power of the Holy Ghost. For this song, praise, O God, that have lifted our spirits. We magnify you, O God, and we give your name the praise, Lord. We're thankful for everyone that have crossed over into the threshold this day into this house. And we pray now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would magnify your word. Build up faith in the hearts of your people, O God. Send forth this magnanimous word with dynamic power and demonstration of thy spirit, O God, to set thy people free and to liberate them, O Lord, in the area that we will be sowing seed today. And we thank you, Lord, for the hundredfold return. In the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you very kindly. You may be seated. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. God is good, isn't he? I tell you, it has been hot from Jump Street. Amen. And I just want you to see the drawing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. All this was spoken by faith. I don't see an empty seat except for this one over here. And we've outgrown this building. Amen. 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 We've outgrown this building. And it's time to build again. Amen. 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 So this is what prayer and praise and faith has done through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you ought to be glad about it. Amen. Through all the negative criticism and all that, God just keeps right on blessing. Keep right on blessing. And we magnify his name.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm one of the first folk, I believe, that would stand up and shout about going to heaven. Because I know that heaven is a real place for real people. Even better still, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Hell is a prepared place for unprepared people. And I thank the Lord for all that's gone before, and I wouldn't dare castigate anything. But do you know? Has it come into your mind? Have you recognized the fact that we got to live here on earth? Now that statement there could open up avenues for much discussion just about on any part of the Bible you want to talk about. Talking about living here on earth. Why did God leave us back here? For a purpose. What's the purpose? To lift up the name of Jesus that people can get saved. Why is the church here? The church is here to promulgate the gospel, to propagate the gospel, to get the word out to the ends of the world. Why is the church here? To be a blessing to this dying world in which we live. That could go on and on and on and on and on. But let's deal with something that should be personal to all of us, and that is the area of our finances. Okay? See, some people have been so heavenly minded until they ain't no earthly good. You know, the only thing that they ever talk about is when they get to heaven, but yet the heels on their shoes, you know, run down. They're living beneath the privileges and the promises that the Lord has set forth in his word. And to add insult to irony, as it were, the pulpit, for the most part, across this country and this world in which we live, has kept people basically in the dark about prosperity and about the area of moving out financially and prospering and conquering the land and the territory that the Lord has set before us to conquer. We've basically been told that if you were prosperous, you were worldly minded. And if you wanted a better house, you wanted too much. But yet, they didn't stop selling chicken dinners. Now, before we get into this, and this is going to deal not necessarily with the finances of the church as much as it will deal with your finances. But now, let me ask you this. And you decide whether or not this makes good sense. If people say that tithing is not for us today, if people say that prosperity is not for us today, then let me ask you a question. How will the light stay on in the church? How will it be paid for? And if prosperity is not for anybody, why do they take up an offering? How can you get an offering if nobody has anything? That's ludicrous. That doesn't make any sense at all. Prosperity is not for us today. You want too much. Now bring an offering. And I got some books on sale in the lobby, and stop and buy you one. And I'll send you this tape if you send me $20. It doesn't make sense. Let me tell you the whole truth. The whole truth. The whole truth is simply this. In 3 John 2, go there. In 3 John 2, and for some of you, this is familiar ground. But that's why we have the book, so that God can bring forth that which is old and that which is new, that which is prosperous and that which is true. In 3 John 2, let us read that together, please. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Again, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Now, this is the will of God, that we prosper, that we be in health, even as our soul prosper. There are 3 degrees of prosperity in this verse. that thou prosper, that thou mayest prosper. That first prosperity there has to do with material things. Say material things.
Material.
Those material things consist of dressing well, eating well, living well, driving the best, wearing the best fragrance that money can buy, if that's your desire. With Jesus, the potentials are unlimited for success. So I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Quit letting the devil jive you around, cause you to walk around feeling guilty because you ain't struggling to dress well or to live in a better neighborhood. Quit guilt tripping, because the scripture teaches us that the Lord hath given us all things freely and richly to enjoy. Are we together? So this first prosperity, that thou mayest prosper, has to do with material things. Second step here, and be in health. God wants you well. That's walking in divine health. So quit accepting sickness as it comes from God, because it does not. Sickness comes from the devil, and you need to stand against it, rebuke it, cast it down, and claim your healing. Amen?
Amen.
What would be the use of having a house, plush carpet, color TV, king-size bed, and you can't do nothing but lie in the bed? I mean, you need to get up and walk around and see what you own. Amen? So God wants you healthy. The third thing here, even as thy soul prospereth, has to do with your understanding the scripture.
Man.
And that's what this ministry is all about. Understanding the word of God so that you can take it and apply it in your personal life. So even as thy soul prosper has to do with revelation knowledge, illuminated knowledge out of the word of God, so that you won't be ignorant. God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So when you know what is rightfully yours according to the contract, then you can stand and rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus and call those things which be not as though they were. Even though you don't see them, you can claim them, because the Lord promised these things to us in his precious word. So if you are constantly told on a consistent basis what you cannot have, what you cannot achieve, then you will be built, you will be building, the people that are telling you this garbage will be building into you a negative complex. And see, that's where a lot of you need to be deprogrammed. You get a new suit, you walk around guilty. You got a dime above rent money and you buy yourself a Coke. You know, you have to hide to drink it. You know. So you need to feel good about where you're headed. Now, God has a system designed with us in mind. Now, we're talking today simply about financial freedom. Say financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
This is basically the same lesson that the Lord sent the church on this past Wednesday. Financial freedom. Say it again. All right. You notice what it did not say. It did not say financial bondage. Okay? And that's where a lot of you probably are. Financially strapped. You know? Financially strapped. So this has come to set you free. So if you get your thinking right and line your life up with the word, you will prosper.
Amen.
It's impossible not to. Because God is not a man that he should lie. And God wants you to prosper. Okay, now, go to Malachi chapter 3. That's the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi 3, verses 8 through 10. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Let's read verses 8 through 10. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And try me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen. So now listen, God's base of prosperity. See, it's not wise to build something without a foundation. So the foundation on which your financial freedom must be secured will have to come through the area of the tithe and an offering. That word tithe means topmost. Say topmost.
Topmost.
That word tithe means a tenth. Say tenth.
Tenth.
That tenth means a tenth part of all. In other words, everything financially that comes through your hand, God is to get a tenth out of it.
Amen.
See? So by doing this, what you're doing, you're spreading your financial base according to the scriptures so that God can open up the windows of heaven and bless you. See, he said that I will pour out for you a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. Now, don't get super sanctimonious on me here and say that God is talking about tithing your time. No, he's not. No, he's not. See, this is where Satan has deceived a lot of folk. When the word is plain, Jane, people have a tendency to try to make it say what it's not saying. God here is talking about monetary matters. And that's the matter, money. Money does matter. So what comes through our hands, we are to give God a tenth part of all. Now, we're not going to get into the discussion here about whether you should tithe off of your gross or whether you should tithe off of your net. The gross being the overall, what you see on your check stub, and the net is that portion which you bring home. Well, see, if you start getting into the net, tithing off of the net, giving a tenth off of the net, what you get into, you got X amount of dollars going to the credit union paying for that car you're riding in. You have to account for that because God didn't make that bill. So you have to consider that and make sure that God get the tenth out of that even though it went to the credit union. Then you got X amount of dollars going into your savings account. You have to reach in and get God's tenth off of that and not at the end of the year. That's every time you get paid, God get paid. Amen? Amen. So it's talking about money, honey. And so the Lord is saying here that if you're going to prosper, you're going to have to be fair with me in the area of your finances. I heard a guy say just a few days ago that a man was talking. He was very poor. And he said, well, Lord, if you bless me, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give a third to the poor. I'll give a third to the church. And I'll give a third in another area. I forget the other area. Okay. And so the Lord heard the petition of the man, granted his prayer, and the man got millions. Then it came back to his mind what he had promised the Lord. Lord, if you bless me, I'll give a third to the poor. I'll give a third to the church. And I forget what he said about the other third. And so when the Lord blessed him, this is what he did. He looked at it, he said, now, Lord, who could be more poor than I? So I'll take this third. They say, Lord, I said I would give a third to the church. Does not your word say that I'm the church? And I forget what the other third was for, but he kept that too. See, when people are down and out, they make all kind of promises. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And the Lord bless them. Then their mind changed. But the Lord has a system whereby his people can prosper. Now, I'm going to say this about tithing and we're going to move on. There are some people that will argue with you that tithing is not in the New Testament. That tithing is not for us today. Those people are being destroyed because of their lack of knowledge. I submit to you that Hebrews chapter 7 will spell it out for you. Amen. Here men that receive tithe, they die. But there he that receiveth them ever liveth. So the tithe is paid to Jesus, a tenth part of all. Just like our father Abraham paid tithes unto Melchizedek. See, tithing will free up your finances. You see? Okay, now tithe, the word tithe means what?
Tenth.
It means also what?
Topmost.
Okay, now listen. You look at that tithe as a seed. As a seed. Say seed. All right? Now, let me paint for you this picture. You got one seed. You are a farmer. You have a family. Your family is in need of food. You've got that seed in your hand. Are you going to take this seed and plant it? Or will you dissect this seed and give each member in the family a part of it and eat it up? If you choose to eat the seed, you don't have a crop coming in because you did not plant it. Are you listening? You did not plant it. So nothing from nothing leaves nothing. The tithe is your seed. You don't eat your seed, because if you take the tithe, that's all you'll have. And you go on stealing from the Lord. And how can you steal from the one who has given us everything? So the tithe is to come into the storehouse. This New Testament church is the storehouse. And we're to bring the Lord an offering. An offering. My wife and I, we're tithing right about now in excess of 14%. Okay? I'm not boasting. I'm just trying to tell you, friend, where you start with God, 5 years from now, you still shouldn't be right there in your giving. You should move up and move out and move on. Okay, so the basis of your financial prosperity will have to come through obedience to the word of God in the area of tithes and offerings. Are we together? Now, if you don't do that, then you're not going to prosper. The tithe does not belong to you. It does not belong to you. The tithe belongs to the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. Amen. See, I'm so excited. I have mine right here. Right here. Amen. Right here. The biggest tithe I ever gave. But it doesn't belong to me. And I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Because I love the Lord. And the Lord said, now if you love me, then you do. You keep my commandments and you obey my word. Amen. I'm excited about it. About giving God what belonged to him. Because when I do that, then I can stand and say, Lord, I only trusted you. I only trusted you. I'm not smart enough to figure all this stuff out, and I'm not going to take my seed and give it to the creditors. I'm going to obey your word, and I'm going to stand on it and believe you for the hundredfold return. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not being ostentatious. I'm not showing off, but I am going to go ahead and put my tithe in. Amen. Amen. Because it's not mine in the first place. Okay, and when some people learn that, they would have learned a great lesson. Okay, so the foundation for your financial prosperity will have to come through your obedience to God in the area of your finances. And there ain't no excuse for robbing God. Amen. Don't be like the man that made the promises a few moments ago and the Lord started blessing you and you forget him. You're going downhill then, friend, on a toboggan, and you won't be able to stop it. Okay, now there are some people that say, if I made more, I would be better off. No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. If you made more and you're out of control with what you are making now, you'll be more out of control with what's coming into your hand later on. See, you're deceiving yourself. Now, look at what comes through your hand. What do you do with it? Your W-2 shows that you made $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, whatever. How much of that money right now can you put your hand on? See, so you're deceiving yourself if you think that if I make more, I'll hold on to more. No, you'll spend more. You see, if you're not disciplined now with what is coming into your hand, you won't be disciplined later.
Today's message, Financial Freedom, Part 2, FC3009, FC3009, is now available on CD for only $5. And it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885, or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119, or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will and answer?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time, because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
The trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the question's up.
Hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you, and guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.